It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. And as we head into this Labor Day weekend, we will hear from two men who set out to clean up New York City. Angelo Bruno spent more than 30 years as a sanitation worker in New York. He and his partner, Eddie Nieves, cleared over 14 tons of garbage from city streets every day. Angelo retired recently, and the pair sat down at StoryCorps to remember their days on the route. Eddie starts.
Everybody would just come out just to talk to you.
People would say, oh, good morning, Angelo. Good morning, Eddie. You want a cup of coffee? You want lunch?
And the nuns kissing us, too. We got nuns on the route. You know, I never had that before.
The younger guys would ask me, how did you get that? It's just a little good morning. Have a nice weekend. Hey, you look great today. I could do 14 tons of garbage. I can't lift a baby carriage off of stuff and carry it down or hold someone's baby when they went to get their car.
The garbage ain't going nowhere. You know, the garbage will be there a half hour from now, an hour. So when you get it, you get it.
He made a statement one day that he does all the work and I do all the talking.
It came out wrong.
Look how he's getting at us. It just came out wrong.
I deserve it.
When I first came on the job, there was one old timer. I remember Gordy Flo, his name was. One day he stopped the truck. He tells me, Angelo, you look down this block first. See, all the sidewalks are all crowded up with garbage. So I dig nothing of it. My father always told me to respect my oldest. I get to the end of the block and he stops me again. Get out of the truck. Look back. Nice and clean, right? People go walk on a sidewalk. Guys can make deliveries. Be proud of yourself.
The day that people learned that you were going to retire, we went maybe a block or two blocks, and six people came up to him saying, you're crazy. What am I going to do when you leave?
I'm a little bit of a marshmallow anyway, but I never thought my last day would be so emotional for me.
He's crying, they're crying, I'm crying, watching them cry. I've been very lucky because it's the best part I ever had. We used to try to take the same vacation and try to have the same day off. And I miss my partner.
I feel the same way, Eddie. I'll be honest with you. I miss it terribly. I'm like that little kid looking out the window now when I hit a truck. I think I could have done another 31 years.
Angelo Bruno with Eddie Nieves at StoryCorps in New York City. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. We really ought to be offering handkerchiefs to people for pledges to their local public radio stations. You can find the project's podcast at npr.org.